Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Attacking the south end zone to our right, going into the student section. Clifford takes it back to pass. Time again for Hamler. Far corner. KJ's there. Got it. Touchdown. Penn State. 56-yard drive for the Nittany Lions, and they draw first blood. Sean Clifford now with Journey Brown, who's left. Third and two at the three. Clifford will keep it now. He'll pump big, roll left. He's going to take it in himself. Touchdown, Penn State. To near side and far side. Clifford back, blitz coming. Steps up, throws. He's got Dotson 45, 50. Dotson swings it far side, 40. He's going to get a block downfield from George, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. 72 yards to Jahan Dotson, and what a job by the offensive line. Second and goal at the 7, attacking the north end zone to our left. Clifford. He'll roll near side. He'll throw. Caught by Freiermuth to the 5 near corner. Got the corner. Touchdown, Penn State. Clifford takes it. Throws near side. Reaching out. Bowers makes a spectacular catch at the 43-yard line. First down, Penn State.
You talk about having outstanding coverage.
Kane trying to finish it off. And does in style. The Nittany Lions cap the drive with Noah Kane's 5th rushing touchdown of the season. And he was brilliant on this drive in conjunction with the offensive line.
We're just really doing a good job up front. I think, you know, you guys know this. I preach it all the time. It starts up front. And our defensive line right now, there's been times where we've been really good at getting pressure on the quarterback. There's been times where we've been able to get sacks. There's been times that we've been able to stop the run. But right now, we're really doing it kind of all at the same time, which is hard to do. On top of that, you know, I would say, you know, we're getting to a point right now where we're able to call cover two and still get pressure on the quarterback. That showed up a couple times today. So, you know, when you're able to do that, play cover two and get pressure with your four down, you know, then you're gonna have a chance to be pretty successful.
James, did you anticipate a good matchup with Shaka Toney and Matos on their offensive tackles?
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought they had done a good job this year of kind of managing it in terms of how they called the game, quick game, move the pocket, screens, things like that to help their offensive line out. But we felt like when we could get into a situation where we could rush, get some good indicators, and get up the field, then we thought we had a chance to be successful.
You know, on the offensive side, Noah Kane over 100 yards. It just seems like he finishes off runs better than anybody else.
Yeah, the thing with him is he's very decisive. So he makes his decision. He sticks the foot in the ground. He gets his pads down, and he's downhill. You know, he's not a guy who's kind of waiting and jibbing and jabbing. And he sticks his foot to the ground, he gets his pads down, and then he gets north-south, and he falls forward all the time. And those things adds up. And every once in a while, he gets a 16-yarder, and he gets a 12-yarder, and then he gets a 3-yarder. He's just very productive, and I'm pleased with him.
James, it's the 133rd year of Penn State football, and you're the 16th coach. You're the 5th one ever to get to 50 Penn State wins in your career with this one today, and you're the 2nd fastest to get there doing it in 71 games. There's a lot of chapters, obviously, to be written of James Franklin and Penn State, but what's the journey been like to you to this point to get to that 51 mark?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but this is the ultimate team game, and I got the ultimate staff and players, you know, from Brent Pry and Dwight Gault and Ricky Ronnie and Sean Spencer and Jahan Dotson and all the players, the staff. This has very, very little to do with James Franklin and a lot to do with Penn State, our culture, Penn State, our university, our community, and the unbelievable guys that we got in this locker room.
James Franklin after the game, but yeah, he is the 2nd fastest to ever get there to 50 wins in his career at Penn State. It took him 71 games. It took Joe Paterno and his incomparable career to get there in 62 games. He's the fastest. And it took Rip Engel, who was terrific here.
75 games to get there. And it took Hugo Bezdek 79 games. And then Bob Higgins was at a time where he was at a time where they did emphasize football. It took him 103 games to get there. But that's amazing. So, that's what we're, you know, that's, I think that went past a few people that he was at 50. But that was something that we wanted to make sure we got in there. There's a lot of good things, I mean, considering the circumstances he came here under. I mean, well, you know, let's face it, that's really remarkable. Sean, how are you?
We're doing great. No complaints here on a Monday. 5-0, cruising into now really the true meat and potatoes of the schedule.
Sure.
Looking at the next.
And by the, the national nightmare is now over. The Michigan game's at night. So the great national nightmare that.
Well, now the questions now start. When's the Ohio State game next month? We'll find out either 6 or 12 days prior. So
it's all some point they'll tell us.
We'll find out.
People always think when it comes to this, you have inside information. You're like, I don't know.
And that Penn State sets the times. No,
they have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Nor do you. Nothing. Some people probably think you have something to do with it too.
Right. No. I pretty much just show up when they tell me to. You know? Yeah. That's what I do.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm happy for the fans who want it to be at night. And I also appreciate their interest, by the way, in it very, very much. So that's not. That's not a doubt. I appreciate people who are that interested that want to know. That I appreciate a lot. But after that, nobody has any control over it at all. You know, I mean, that's. Nobody has any control over it. We don't know. We just don't know. Oh, well. But it's going to be 7:30, so we do know. Now we can all breathe an incredible sigh of relief.
Yes. Also, we can breathe a sigh of relief knowing that Shikellamy will be playing Holy Redeemer and that Southern Columbia will be playing Wyoming Area. Both of those games this Friday night at 7. So, paperwork was put in place. Folks in charge of the Heartland Athletic Conference got together, gave the green light. It is a Plan D. Finally, Plan D has been approved, but at least hopefully two less games will be blowouts this coming weekend, and we'll get some more competitive football between four teams that'll be out there giving it their best.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, the Shikellamy Holy Redeemer game, it will be in Berwick at Crispin Field. We'll have it for you here on WKOK Friday night starting at 6:30.
By the way, how did the doubleheader go? Traveling back and forth and so forth go okay?
As far as I know, went off without a hitch. Yeah, I was. I had some stuff to do after the Penn State game Saturday afternoon, so I had the I was listening with my iPhone on our app, the WKOK app, and I was bopping between Eagle 107 and WKOK. Sounds like everything went off without a hitch.
Okay.
Matt got there in time right before kickoff. Finished off the Shikellamy pregame with Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. No problemo. A big win for Lewisburg, by the way, minus Max Moyers. So they've got kids in place to replace Double M. We'll see how his recovery goes. And next up for Lewisburg's Jersey Shore.
Ooh. And we all know that what a low opinion the suit has of that.
Yes. So, Shikellamy Holy Redeemer from Berwick Friday night. Seawolves Grove homecoming against Central Mountain. Eagle 107 on Friday night. Seawolves Grove
like
coming
out. Oh. Sean and I have great respect for the Jersey Shore people.
Sure.
Yeah. Suit? Slices and dices them as if...
Oh, yeah. A couple of my cousins, longtime Jersey Shore residents, grew up a couple blocks down the street from Thompson Street Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Many a trip to Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Yeah.
But being a Lock Haven guy, the Lock Haven-Jersey Shore rivalry, we look forward to that every single year. So I will admit, though, a lot of times I'm like stealth when I get in. Mm-hmm. I get in and out of Jersey Shore rather smoothly and rather quickly.
Well, it should be pointed out.
Without making any noise.
That in that particular week, you do refer to Jersey Shore as them. All right.
More than just that week.
Them.
Just try not to create a dust-up like our pal down the hall.
Oh. He doesn't think people listen to him. And for the most part, he's right. But.
So Jay Gruden, first NFL coach to get the can this morning, and this is crazy seeing all these. Oh, Mike Tomlin's going to leave Pittsburgh to join the Redskins. It's like what?
That's the big rumor.
That's the big rumor. But it's like, hello.
That's what happens when you treat your guy like garbage. Not good enough for you. May not be good enough for you. He's good enough for somebody else.
Ugh. Although that was a terrific football game yesterday. The officiating, different story. Walt Anderson's crew, hot garbage. Terrible. Shouldn't be allowed to referee a game ever again.
But Walt Deflategate Anderson. I'm telling you, I checked all the footballs. Okay. I sure you did.
We settled into the game yesterday, and Deb looks at me and goes, "You know the referee's name? You know him by name?" It's like,
we all know he is.
It's like, are you kidding me? Where do I start? And she's like, "Oh, that's the guy. Yeah, that was the referee that night. Yes."
Yeah.
I said, "Settle in. This game could go till 6 with all these flags flying all over the place."
I'm trying to figure out if it is the speed of the game being too tough for some of the players, the speed of the game being too tough for the officials, or a combination of the two. I don't know.
He had trouble explaining overtime. He was incorrect when he explained overtime. It's like, no, the first team that scores wins. He got that wrong before the coin flip. Come on. Yeah. No, both teams don't get the ball. If the team who wins the coin toss and takes the ball first, they score, they win, it's over, and we go home. I'm like laughing in my chair. Like, come on.
Well, yeah.
But hey, Steelers fans, in Duck we trust. We've moved on now to Devlin Hodges. The pride and joy of Samford.
The record setter.
2018 Alabama State duck calling champion.
Really?
Yeah. Been a duck hunter since 7 years old.
This is what you're hanging your hat on?
It's all... Hey, it's either him or Paxton Lynch. There you go.
Well, I guess Hodges is a good option. All right, so... Oh, my goodness.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
On to the soccer stadium in L.A. Here we go.
What did Al Michaels call that stadium? Acute stadium or something like that.
It's a new sponsor this year.
Yeah, but he refused to call it a cute setting or something like that.
It does.
Because that's where he lives. He lives out there.
There's a reason why the networks don't do a lot of sky up, you know, downward sky shots looking at the stadium at the end.
I mean, now have I been to it? Yeah, I've been there. Because Penn State practiced not inside the stadium. They practiced in the lower level just below the stadium. That's where they practiced for the Rose Bowl the last two times I've been out there. It's a nice area. You know, stadium's really nice. But it's a soccer field. I don't know. I understand the size of the L.A. market. I understand the potential for to get more money because it's the number two market. I still don't. I'm still baffled why the Chargers move. I mean, you've got a market to yourself in San Diego. Well, it's obviously water under the bridge, but I've always been a little baffled by that decision. Never quite got, never quite got that.
Can't go back, that's for sure. It would definitely hurt the pride and ego of the Spanos family.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but no, they definitely can't go back, but I don't know. You're not the prime. It's not easy when you're not the prime tenant someplace. This is not easy.
Our wonderful friend of the show, Tony Knops, one of the first things he told us, since he's based out in California, our business rep, he said it's gonna be the stepchild. It's like the step. You know, no one in L.A. wants the team.
Well, they're barely covered in Los Angeles. I mean, they're not really covered. The Rams are Los Angeles's team. They're covered. I mean, they're covered.
And of course, now over the next less than a month or so, it's all about the Dodgers.
Well, then the Lakers. Because with LeBron James and Anthony Davis both there, they're going to get a ton of publicity. And the Lakers are beloved in Los Angeles. I mean, they're really... You know, the Lakers have always been, I mean, ever since they really... You know, I know they had West and Chamberlain and Baylor, but when, Jerry Buss was there... And they became the Showtime Lakers starting in the 80s with Magic and those guys. They really took over and owned the market. You look at, you end up with bad luck. And for NBC, they have a slice of bad luck because of all the injuries the Steelers have suffered. Now, they won't have Roethlisberger. Both teams are coming off losses. So when they were putting it together back in the spring, summer, whenever, this looked like on paper to be a terrific, meaningful matchup.
Oh, they both played each other last year, a Sunday night primetime game in Pittsburgh. Oh, it was a great game, yeah. So you're thinking, oh, great, we have another Sunday night Steelers-Chargers game rematch. With a little more, I thought there'd be a little more pop and sizzle going into this game compared to last year.
And we also were shown that you can get away with a false start and get a big touchdown. It's kind of painful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very much so. There's a lot of painful stuff in that game yesterday, but we can save it when you talk to Neil Coulong.
Walt Anderson.
No, oh, God. One in a million.
So, Walt, you checked every football? Really? Okay. Would you like to take a lie detector test? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We'll be right back. The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Motion toward us by Hamler. It's Clifford up the middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions take the lead.
Penn State football is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Shade Mountain Winery, W&L Subaru, Turbanville National Bank, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. This Saturday night, the Nittany Lions take on Iowa. Airtime 6 p.m. Kickoff 7:30 on WKOK and WKOK.com. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by the great people at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever your insurance needs may be. The great people at Purdy will find you the right insurance, the best price. And they will go to work for you every day. They'll update you, make sure you're covered. If there's ever a claim, they go to work because your best interests mean everything to them. It is Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Matt Leon in a few moments. Catch up to date. Tampa Bay leads Houston 8-3 now. And with a huge crowd, by the way, to give them credit. They've opened up the upper decks there. The upper decks aren't filled, but they've opened the upper decks in St. Petersburg today for this. They've got a crowd, and they're winning 8-3 over the Astros. They knocked Greinke out, who gave up 4 home runs. And the Cardinals have jumped out to a 2-0 lead on Atlanta. A beautiful day in St. Louis today, as a matter of fact, for that game. So that gets you up to date. Tonight, it's the 49ers and the 49ers and the Browns in Santa Clara tonight. Friday, Shikellamy will play Holy Redeemer in Berwick. Southern Columbia will take on, Wyoming area?
That is correct.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's right.
And so they were allowed to make the switch, obviously after intense pressure from the show. I don't blame them. All right. sure, we had nothing to do with it. But that's all right. And Penn State will play at Iowa Saturday at 7:30. It's on ABC. And then don't forget, coming up on the 19th, it'll be Michigan in primetime at 7:30. Also, so it's 7:30 for that one as well. The Jets played the Eagles yesterday. You weren't here one day last week.
Oh, yeah, last Tuesday, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris was here.
Elio was just going...
Ooh, trap game.
Trap game.
But at that point, he had a little bit of a glimmer of hope that Sam Darnold was going to be back under center for the
I saw Bob Wischusen. Obviously, Bob Wischusen was at the game on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. The TV coverage for Penn State.
Right.
On ESPN.
He's the Jets play-by-play guy.
Oh, said, radio. Radio, yes.
I said, still on spleen watch?
That probably wasn't the only time he heard that last week.
Like, okay.
Elio, trap game. The only guy trapped was, again, was your team. Okay. They worked out all week, and Falk did not take first team snaps all week. Wait, who thinks this stuff out?
I was checking some in-game stats while that was rolling yesterday afternoon, and at one point, Le'Veon Bell was only averaging about 2.1 a carry.
I hope none of the checks bounce. All right, because that's going to be the only good experience for him there. All right, so let's bring in Matt Leon from Philadelphia. Matt, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
I actually had a New York Jets fan tell me that, I'm telling you, the Jets game is a trap game. Like, I said, I looked at him and I said, it's the Jets. You can't trap anybody. It was about as easy as I thought it would be. What did you think?
No, I agree. When that game was 14-0, it might as well have been 75-0 because you knew that the only way the Jets were going to put any points on the board was a catastrophic mistake by the Eagles, and that's what led to their one touchdown when Corey Clement played hot potato with a punt. It was businesslike. I think the defense took advantage. You know, are those numbers skewed because of a practice squad quarterback and lackluster offensive line? Yes, but they took advantage of the situation and really pinned their ears back and fattened up their stats. Offensively, I thought the game left a lot to be desired. I think a lot of that was, you know, I think the Jets' defense is probably better than it's given credit for just because it has to carry so much weight with that putrid offense. But I think the Eagles also, once they kind of got up on top, you felt like they kind of went into glide mode a little bit. But, you know, they did what they're supposed to do. They beat a team that wasn't ready to play, that's got a loose roster, and the game was never in doubt. And now the next 3 weeks are going to be interesting, or the next three games here is three straight road games. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, because Bob Wischusen was here Saturday to do the Penn State game, and then, of course, he's the Jets play-by-play announcer. I said, it must not be easy being on spleen watch all the time. That's about where the Jets are. They're waiting to see if their quarterback can come back and can somehow make a difference.
Yeah, and not for nothing, how in the world, you knew that there was a good chance Sam Darnold wasn't going to be medically cleared to play, and they gave this Falk kid no first-team reps on Wednesday and Thursday. That just seems absurd to me, that you would go all in a situation where the rug could be pulled out from you at any time. Just didn't make any sense.
But let's face it. I mean, so far, Adam Gase, between all of his head coaching stops, have had the same thing. There is a lot of confusion with what he does. I mean, a lot.
No, absolutely. And, you know, one thing about the NFL, boy, are they slow to come around to incompetence in coaching ranks. I mean, you just see guys get passed around regardless of their level of success, or people will point to one thing they did 7 years ago. And I mean, I said to somebody, like, after that game, I'm like, if you didn't know any better with any context, that's the type of game that looks like a guy gets fired on Monday.
Yeah.
Like that type of performance, you know, when it's the fifth game of his tenure. Like, I don't know. I don't know where you go from here. I mean, Sam Darnold coming back will help, but my goodness, you think Le'Veon Bell thinks he made a mistake?
I thought he made a mistake the entire time through the whole process, but that's just me. And as for Adam Gase, he has lived a charmed life because he got to be Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator for a couple of years, and Manning praised him all the time. So,
yeah.
Oh, well.
And really, it's amazing just like how once your talking points get written, you have to work really hard to disprove them.
Exactly.
People will continue to point to what the narrative is around the league and just act like what's happening in front of them doesn't matter. But I guess that's like a lot of things in our society
anymore.
It is.
And once the narrative on anything is entrenched, no matter how many facts you bring up, it doesn't matter. There's a narrative.
Yep.
Eagles have the Vikings coming up this week, and that'll be indoors up in Minneapolis. The Vikings had a good win yesterday as they beat the Giants. What do you think of the keys in this matchup?
I think it's going to be how the Eagles can handle the Viking wide receivers. I think the Minnesota passing game was woeful going into that game, and you almost felt like the Vikings made it their mission to stretch the field after a week of controversy. But you know, yesterday notwithstanding, the Eagles are still kind of putting it together in the secondary with Bailing Wire and you know, and chewing gum, and you know they're not going to be facing a guy who didn't get any reps and you know mediocre wide receivers. They're going to be facing. I mean, Kirk Cousins has his shortcomings, but he's a guy that's driven them nuts in the past when he was in Washington. And you know, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are really, really, really good. And you've got Dalvin Cook. You know, you've got to be honest. I think they'll handle him just because they played the run well all year. But you know, they're going to have to work hard in the secondary because that is. I think those two guys going up against the Eagles cornerbacks really is the key for me. And I think the Eagles will score some points. I expect them to. I expect a game plan kind of like we saw against Green Bay last Thursday. But this is going to be tough.
It will be tough. This will be a good test because I think Kirk Cousins, for example, I thought was more daring against the Giants. I mean, maybe it's because of the Giants, but he was more daring. Okay, got to ask you quickly about Penn. They got what, Sacred Heart coming up this week, right?
Yeah, last non-league game, looking to bounce back. A tough loss Friday night against Dartmouth, a very good Dartmouth team. And it's a team that's really given the Quakers fits here the last 4 or 5 years. Penn got down 14-0, and Dartmouth is a very difficult team to try to climb uphill against. Quakers were game. They battled, but just didn't have enough in the tank. So see if they can rebound against the Sacred Heart team. And just looking at the numbers real quick, haven't started putting my charts together or anything, but boy, there's a lot of similarities between Penn and Sacred Heart. So this could be interesting at Franklin Field on Saturday.
Finally, what's next on the podcast?
We will talk with Steve Colfer. He is the head men's lacrosse coach at Division III Cabrini University.
Okay.
Helped them win the national championship this past season. So we'll relive that incredible season in Radnor, and he's turned them into one of the most dominant lacrosse programs in the country. So Steve Colfer, one-on-one with Matt Leon. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. Matt, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Matt Leon in Philadelphia. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Well, Sugar Lemmy's going to play Holy Redeemer. Okay, and that's going to take place on Friday night in Berwick, by the way. So they finally did come to an agreement after intense pressure from this show. Intense. You felt it was intense, didn't you? No. they didn't listen to this.
Do we have some sway, you would think?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Wishful thinking?
No. But I did think it was ridiculous.
You're not the only one.
Sat there and went, let's get the thing done. Everybody's in agreement. Whatever. I think they've got to straighten something out where a conference means more than the district does, but that's me. All right. Officiating in the NFL, another bad day. You are still furious.
Just furious of my team being 1-4, but when you lose your future Hall of Fame quarterback, but then you're down to your quarterback now for who knows how many weeks that they brought in a June tryout, and they're able to keep him on the roster. Thank goodness for Devlin Hodges to be there. Now him and Paxton Lynch, and now we got the emergency quarterbacks, Jalen Samuels. Last I checked, he threw an interception yesterday when we saw the Wildcat once again. I'll be happy if we don't see the Wildcat again for the rest of this year.
It's just so critical.
Well.
You're just critical.
Well.
And it's just. Time to turn around. You're critical.
Stellar's 1-4. I'm in the basement here in the picks. Our Friday picks segment, so it's.
I got a feeling.
It's been a challenging month.
I got a feeling the King did well again, right?
Let's see. Well, we have one game. Well, we have one game to go. You chose Cleveland for tonight. Both King and I have San Francisco. Actually, King was 2-4.
What?
Yes.
I thought he picked Florida.
He did.
Okay, I picked Auburn.
You did, and so did I.
So lost that one.
Yeah, the only ones he has, the only ones he picked correct were Florida and Oregon. He took Iowa, West Virginia, the Giants, and the Steelers.
Wow.
Yep. You and I are 3-3 going into tonight, so we'll gain a little bit on the King.
It's because I took the Ravens.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the lone wolf there. And I was the lone wolf on the Vikings.
I was looking at, you know, I mean, when it's all said and done, you saw the dominating performance they had. So, I mean, I don't quite get where you guys are coming from.
Pick segment Thursday afternoon, by the way. We'll have that Thursday instead of Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody has to travel.
You'll be on a jet plane. Yeah.
It's my turn to buy dinner, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Where are we going?
Dairy Queen.
I figured it was probably one of those
blizzards.
I figured it was one of those joints that were highlighted on campus eats on BTN, not far away from Kinnick Stadium.
Now, or in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're not close to Iowa City.
Okay.
We're 25 miles from Iowa City, so we're going to be eating in the hotel. Marriott burgers for everybody.
Woo!
Woohoo!
I got points. To burn.
And I will get points on this. I get 6 times the points because I'm spending it at a Marriott. I'm going to make this work pour moi.
Right.
It's going to work for me. All right. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Great to have you with us today.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.